Surprise, surprise. We're joined by the poll winner for tomorrow's Andy's Frozen Custard 300 here at Texas Motor Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Jesse Love, driver of the number two wheel and Chevrolet. Jesse, walk us through that qualifying lap.
I was absolutely terrified. I told myself, I was like, I probably got to hold it wide open in three and four. But I think all my money was made in one and two. Just had a big old arc into one, and just my car was tight enough to where I could just rip the wheel off the wall and make a bunch of yaw and get sideways and then mash the gas. And obviously, I had a really good run off of two, I think. And I was able to give up a little bit in three and obviously kind of save the lap. I knew I could maybe gain 200s holding it wide open in three and four, but I could probably lose a whole race car. So just got my car point early and was able to finish the whole rest of the corner wide open. So it was probably the most terrifying lap of my career. This place is pretty sketchy, but my wheel and engineering Camaro was really good and felt really good in practice, and I wasn't sure how it was going to qualify, but I knew that I had to, you know, go lay it down.
Okay, we're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Jesse, we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Justin and go to Justin.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. It seems like you got qualifying figured out. I mean, you've got three poles now in just what will be your eighth start. So how do you translate that now to the race to now try to get that first career win? And because obviously going fast on one lap is good, but trying to figure that out for 300 miles is a different step.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Ryan Newman videos growing up, and yeah, I think that my car in practice felt really good. I don't think I was doing a great job driving in practice. Like, when I come to these places, there's like so many things I just want to try just to get it off my mind. So I'm not always the most consistent in practice, but I feel like I'm working towards, you know, something to tie together for the race. So I feel like I know most of what I need to know, and I figured out a lot in practice. And I think now it's just about doing the little things right, doing things like pit road right, restarts, not getting penalties, not putting yourself in bad spots around lap cars, doing things like that is at this level what makes the difference, right? Speed's really important, but you make one mistake on pit road and then you're back 15th, 20th. It's hard to climb back through the field. So that's one thing that Danny preaches on me really hard. And I think that, you know, I've worked really hard the last few months to minimize the mistakes that look like nothing that, you know, make big problems. Yeah, I mean, I only ran three truck races, but I feel like, you know, as you go from truck to Xfinity Cup, like, pit road stuff is huge, right? You know, they're probably averaging the truck series a mile an hour, maybe 1.2 mile an hour slower than the Cup series, and the Xfinity series is probably half mile an hour or more off on pit road. Like, guys like Eric Almirola, how they run their lights, right, is huge, and there's a lot of time to be gained. So I knew that. And I, you know, made three mistakes this year on pit road. So, knock on wood, haven't made a lot lately. I feel like I've, you know, worked really hard with Danny on, you know, and Josh Wise on not making those mistakes anymore. Maybe giving up a little bit and letting my number three pit crew team is really good. So just letting them do the hard work, and then I can kind of just get through pit road fine. We don't really lose any spots. So they've been on it. But yeah, the little things is mostly pit road.
Jesse Love, Wyatt Watson with FrontStretch.com. This is your first time here at Texas Motor Speedway, I believe. What was the biggest challenge to get that fast lap today here at Texas?
Just probably walking through the sketchiness of it. Like, I don't come to these places and know what I have, right? Daytona, Atlanta, wide open. But here, went Las Vegas, I tried to hold it wide open, didn't work out. Martinsville, locked up left front. Richmond kind of underdrove a little bit. Like, there's just a few different things I learn every weekend going to qualify where I'm just like, I'm guessing a little bit. And I kind of just tell myself, kind of like dirt racing, where it's like, okay, I'm going to go run the curb or the cushion. I don't know how I'm going to go do it, but I'm just going to go do that. And I feel like that was my mindset this weekend that I, you know, talked with Josh Wise a lot about, of not, you know, expecting to go do something in qualifying, but, you know, having like an outline, okay, I'm going to go have a big arc into one, get off of two good, and then try to just hold it wide open in three and four if I can. How I got to that was different than how I thought I was going to get to that point. So I think I learned a lot today on just not having a big, you know, expectation of what my lap's going to be. and just kind of feeling the tire and focusing on what the tire is doing and letting my throttle, my brake, and my steering wheel kind of maneuver around what my mind's telling me to do. So that's the biggest thing is just not having preconceived notions in qualifying, and I think that I've had a lot of that this year, and that's why I could have qualified a lot better at a lot of these places. But this weekend, I feel like I made a big step forward in that.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yep.
Do we have any additional questions for Jesse? Let's go to Lee Spencer.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. You mentioned Ryan Newman, and you know I'm not surprised having watched his entire career, but what is it about the Rocket Man that you were just kind of attracted to and pulled into watching and dissecting what he does?
Yeah, just I'm a big arc guy. He's a big arc guy. How we enter the corner is very similar. And that's just kind of how I like to drive is make the thing really sideways, but my race car is really tight, right? So I just kind of modeled how I qualify after him. Me and Kevin Reed Jr. and Corey Heim grew up, you know, racing ARCA together, and we would go to Kevin's house and watch qualifying crashes and then go watch Ryan Newman qualifying highlights for a few years, right? So every time I get in the car, I kind of just try to tap into that mindset a little bit of going and laying it all out there and obviously hoping it sticks, but I think, you know, 9 times out of 10 it normally does. So I told my PR guy Hudson, I was like, I'm either going to send the pole or probably back it in the fence, and it was going to hurt really good. But no, I think that my car just has a lot of grip right now, and ECR makes a lot of power, and I think everybody on the two team is really dialed in right now, and Denny Stockman does a really good job. And you know, we made like 3 or 4 adjustments as people were qualifying, like not guessing what we're going to do, but like making sure that what we knew we were going to go do was correct. And if he thought of something, like he made literally 3 adjustments probably 10 minutes before we qualified, and obviously all those adjustments were in the right direction, and that gave me what I needed to go do my driving style how I need to do it and make it stick.
And you've showed tremendous poise in, you know, your first season in the Xfinity Series, and I'm just kind of curious, if there's one thing that Danny's impressed on you, what is it in this, you know, short period of time the two of you have worked together?
Definitely the details. You know, as a young driver, like, we're always focused like super much on speed and, you know, being aggressive and all that good stuff, but it's the, again, the small details, right? Like, I sped at COTA and had just a bad day on pit road at Las Vegas and made some mistakes, and he was like, that's the difference at this level, right? Like, everybody's, you know, got a lot of talent and the cars are really good, but you make one small mistake that I didn't ever have to deal with in ARCA. I make one of those mistakes here, and that can completely ruin your day. You can sometimes get away with it, like we did at COTA, but at the same time, you make a pit road mistake tomorrow in stage 3 and you're not driving back to the front. So I worked really hard with him and with Josh Wise on understanding pit road, with my spotter Ram Banesh as well, and they are constantly talking to me of kind of trying to pull on the rope a little bit on pit road and restarts and not making dumb mistakes. And I think that we've done a really good job at that. There has been you know primarily the short tracks this year where we probably shouldn't have run where we did, but I think that we just do keep a really level head in the car, and that kind of, you know, reaps benefits and success. And, you know, yeah, 9th at Martinsville is not very impressive, and neither is, you know, 5th at Richmond, right? But when you think about what we did to get there, was all about just executing and maximizing the day. And tomorrow we have a chance to win, and maximizing the day means, you know, winning the race. So there's going to be a point tomorrow where we have a bad restart, I get loose under a lap car, lose a spot, lose, you know, however many spots, and we just have to kind of recalibrate and maximize the day from where we're at. And I think that has been what's made our finishes really good. And we haven't been wrecking race cars, knock on wood again, and I think that's allowing us to make our cars faster, and we're not fixing them in the shop every week.
Do we have any additional questions for our poll winner? Okay, well, Jesse, congratulations on winning the poll, and good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it.